Pending confirmation from the Dakar Rally's officials, Portugal's Ruben Faria won the first timed race for the motorcycle category of the 2007 Dakar Rally. The race took place Saturday in Lisbon, Portugal, under foggy skies. The race will cover six countries in almost 8,000 kilometers in 15 stages, entering Africa on the third stage. The longest stage of the rally will be an 800-kilometer timed race that will take place in Mauritania, from Tantan to Zohrat. Since the Dakar Rally began in 1979, 23 racers have died in the competition. Rally officials say they are taking extra precautions this year to ensure safety. Last week, the rally's organizers, the Amerisport Organisation, citing safety concerns, canceled a section of the race that was going to take place in Timbuktu, Mali. Race official Amélie Poucain says for the first time since the competition began, a scouting team is on various stages of the course, identifying risk zones.
Just before the race, they went to Africa for 3 months. They made a map with all the dangers. Each participant have the map saying where it's safe and where they have to be very careful because the road is not good. We hope it's going to be just much, much safer.
Poucain says that these security patrols will remain posted along the route to alert drivers of potential dangers. She says more than 45,000 comic strips depicting the safety precautions of the race were distributed to local populations along the route, and that the maximum speed allowed in the villages that the race crosses is 50 kilometers per hour. The dangers have not turned away some longtime racers like 55-year-old Ari Vatanen from Finland, a four-time winner of the rally.
You're excited because you know that you have got everything what it takes to win. There's certain pressure, of course, certain anxiety, but that's real competition.
Since 1979, more than 13,000 men and women have competed in the race. This year, more than 500 racers are entered. Of these, 27 are women. The race is scheduled to finish in Dakar, Senegal on January 21st. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。